What is up, guys? I am Shu, I am with Blazer, and this is the Fire Emblem Shrine Podcast, Episode 6. I know this is eagerly awaited because we missed last week because of some unforeseen, stuff. Yeah, Blazer just finished a game of StarCraft or whatever, am I right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, he did. He's ready. He said he was gonna stay up all night.
Oh yeah, dude.
The hype is that driving. That's what it is.
It's actually, I'm gonna let you guys in on some inside info. It's actually the Thursday after when we were supposed to release this episode. I got a new computer and I got new internet, so I've been a little bit hyped to try new things. So I'm hoping the sound quality is gonna be a little bit better, and it's probably gonna upload faster, which doesn't really affect you guys, but. For me, it's hype. My old internet was so bad. You guys have no idea. Some of you probably do. Anyhow, to the point. Season 2, Episode 6. All right, Shu, what's it about?
Well, we are going to be talking about basically... try to follow me on this one. It's about new Fire Emblem games and how... And if... how they might relate to the previous ones. Specifically... Which games that are already in the series could do with sequels or, I guess, remakes, even though I don't think a whole lot of people... I don't know anybody that would want a remake over a completely new game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for the most part, we've kind of had enough of the remakes. But we only really had FE 1 and 3 and FE 11 and 12.
See, that was the thing. It was like we only had one... Well, kind of two stories that were ever remade, but it seems like we're just pelted with them as Fire Emblem fans, doesn't it?
Yeah, part of it's that FE10 was a sequel, and it's not a remake, no, but you know, you kind of have the distinction between new games and not new games, almost. Uh-huh. And then Awakening was pretty new, but then you had the fact that it had like a lot of connections to, you know, the original Fire Emblem world. In a way, it is a sequel to Fire Emblem 1. It's kind of debatable, but it's like, how many years is it ahead of?
It's supposed to be, I don't know, a couple hundred. I don't really pay that. I didn't pay that close.
Couple hundred. No, I think it's a little bit more than that. But anyhow, it's like it's in the same universe.
Definitely.
Supposedly, they're all in the same universe. It's on the same continent. you know, there's Falcon, a different rendition, but whatever. And then you had all the cameo characters. So, you know, we kind of wanted something that was like a whole different take. You know, still Fire Emblem, but a new game. And so what she was trying to say is we prefer that over a sequel. But let's say they did make a sequel or a remake. What would we do?
Let's say, what was that?
I said, what would you do?
What would I do?
The first game would go to?
Oh, man, don't put me on a spot like this. You know, I mean, I think... If it's not already well documented, it should be well documented that I am a big fan of the draw games. The thing is that as much as I like to revisit it, it has two games in the series. And to be completely honest, with the current philosophy that I guess they have, as far as just like, I mean, the maturity level of the games. I know we discussed that kind of thing before. I don't know if I want to see another one. At least, I mean, if I was in charge, I would totally do a new Jug Draw game and then make it the way I want it to be. But, you know, I'm not in charge. But I guess I would be open to kind of what they did with the continents of Arcania and Valencia in the original Fire Emblem. What they did with Fire Emblem 13 is they just bumped it like a bazillion thousand years into the future. And then... I mean, the stories of the older Fire Emblem games were kind of like the legends in that lore. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? I guess I'd be totally down to see some more action on Megvel, actually, from Sega Stones.
Go on. I want to hear your reasoning behind this.
Okay,
I'm not even going to interject here.
The reasoning behind this is because I don't want to see another game on a Wii because, first of all, there's two games for it already. Second of all,
there's a billion hacks.
It seems like, I mean, I don't know the exact ratio. You can correct me if I'm wrong, but It seems like for every five regular hacks, like there's like three that are set in a leap still. Like, why? Why would you bother? Why would you not want to create your new, an entirely new world? I mean, world creation, one of my favorite parts about storytelling.
Yeah, dude, that's totally true. If I had a dollar for every hack that wanted to either, like, include the Black Fang, like Lloyd and Linus is playable, or you get to play as the eight heroes, my gosh, I would actually be rich.
You literally would be. You would have enough money to buy the rights to Fire Emblem, make your new Fire Emblem game.
Oh, yeah. The funny thing is that, like, not only do people still want to do it, but, like, it's really tempting to just try and do it myself, just freaking stop people from doing it. But at this point, it's so late that, like, it doesn't matter anymore. But,
well, you know, that would take a lot of work just to stick it to a bunch of losers on the internet.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I totally would if I actually cared enough. But, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, what about you? What would you do if you had to make a sequel or had to set a new Fire Emblem game in a previous already established world? What would you do?
All right, let's go through a 10-second rundown. starting now. FE1, no. FE2, yes. FE3, no. FE4, yep. FE5, yep. FE6, yep. FE7, no. FE8, no. FE9 and 10 in one game. FE11, 12, no, because they're remakes. FE13, no. I don't know if that was 10 seconds.
I wasn't timing you, so I wouldn't be.
All right. So pretty much FE2, FE4, FE5, I'd be cool with remakes. I would go for handhelds for all of them, because I think the most important thing would be to get the games over to the West and then improve them. A Wii U games take like a lot larger budget, a lot more time to develop. So I would rather they don't go like creating a new engine for the Wii U and making the graphics super good for that and all that just for a remake. I'd rather they invest into a new game and then do that. So I could dig FE2, FE4, FE5, and FE6 remake on the 3DS. FE6 especially, actually, because then Roy might have reason to be in the next Smash.
Yeah, and that's the ulterior motive right there.
Yes.
No, I'm not even sure if I'm gonna play the FE6 remake or Roy back in Smash Brothers. Yeah, dude, I would eat up Fire Emblem 6 remake though. I'm totally not joking there.
And then I threw in another idea, which is the FE9 and FE10 combo. And I was actually discussing this with someone, no names, on the Fire Emblem Shrine, or from the Fire Emblem Shrine. So pretty much, FE9, FE10, GameCube, Wii, cool games, right? Especially Path of Radiance had a solid story. At least maybe execution. You know, it wasn't like super dark, but it was good moments. You know, the games didn't necessarily sell as well as it could have, at least in my opinion. There weren't as many copies out. Like, it's pretty hard to find a good copy of Path of Radiance or Radiant Dawn. You can find some used copies, but they're going to include the box art. They're not going to include the manual, and they go for upwards of $60. Actually, like I know at GameStop they were going for $60. It's quite a lot. So all that being said, this would be a great chance. You have a game that, you know, didn't reach its full potential. It's hard to find, and a lot of people are trying to play it because it's like, oh, Awakening. You know, people are interested to get into the series. Why not remake the games and put them together in an HD remake? Because that's what people do nowadays, right? Yeah, like HD remakes your ass. Like Square Enix, for instance, has like 10 Final Fantasy remakes. You have, you know, Kingdom Hearts is going for, you know, the 1.5 HD remakes, 2.5 HD remakes. HD remakes are like, you know, well, I shouldn't say they're like all the jazz, but for developers, that's like their go-to.
That is a little
cheap excuse to release games.
It's a shot in the arm. Gives you a little bit more cash, you know.
Right.
That's what it's all about. Yeah.
But no, yeah, definitely. I have a name for this idea too.
Oh, do you?
Fire Emblem Radiant Chronicles.
Ooh, I like it. I like it. I'm a fan.
Because not only does it combine the Path of Radiance and Radiant Dawn, but it's actually a slight reference to Tales of Symphonia Chronicles, which is another game where they combine two games, one for GameCube, one for Wii, and they combined it and they redid both in HD. Look, I think that's a sick idea. Like, I would totally dig that. The only problem with that is that they released it for PS3. They should have released it for Wii U. I mean, I'm not even trying to be, like, a biased Nintendo fan, but if the original games are on GameCube and Wii, it kind of only makes sense that the HD remake. But yeah, I would dig that, especially because it would, you know, hit up the Wii U with another title. And for anyone who didn't hear, Shu, what's the news on our little SMTX FE?
It is, it's being pushed to the year 2015.
Well, to be fair, to be perfectly fair, we never did get a date. But yeah, it's pretty sad.
I mean, I don't know. When I think about it, when did you expect it to come out?
See, I kind of, in the back of my mind, I expected, like, either late 2014 or early 2015. But it's just, like, the Wii U just does not have as great a lineup as we want. And plus, we're Fire Emblem fans. We're obviously going to be disappointed unless it comes out tomorrow.
Yeah, of course. You know, I remember I was getting upset when Awakening came out. I was getting upset that it wasn't, you know, getting leaked ever. That I wasn't getting my copy earlier.
Oh my god, I was so mad when the Canadians got Awakening first. Oh my god, it was the worst. I literally flipped a shit, okay?
I remember.
I never wanted anything that bad in my life. Because I was just so mad. I was like, oh my god, those fucking Canadians and their goddamn igloos have Fire Emblem Awakening before me. I started calling up all the Canadian EB games and crap. I was literally about to go there with a friend of mine and drive up to Canada just so I could get a copy of Awakening.
Oh, I remember.
I was so desperate. It was tormenting. I did hold out, though. But I went to my university, mooched off the internet, downloaded at 12 o'clock a.m., no less.
Man, did you, like, crash on a couch there?
Oh, yeah. I played until 7 a.m. in the morning, and then I slept for 1 hour, and then I went to classes. Jeez. I slept in the school in just, like, a random, like you said, a random game. I actually slept on the floor. I didn't even sleep on a couch.
Oh, didn't you?
It was definitely one of the most hardcore things I've ever done. But yeah, it's really memorable because I did something really extreme with Farm Awakening, which made it really memorable. And I know we bashed on Awakening a lot, especially its plot, but I really enjoy the game. It's one great. Of my favorite Fire Emblem games.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we have kind of given the impression that we're critical of Awakening, but no, Awakening is a fantastic game, and I think that we've said before that. If we're trying to get people into the series, you're probably going to hand them a copy of Awakening, you know? Because, I mean, it's a really good game. I mean, despite our own personal opinions on how the strength of the plot is compared to when.
Oh, yeah, and it's also got some of the broadest audience as well. And, you know, that doesn't necessarily appeal to the hardcore Fire Emblem fans, but you have to think about it. If a game is going to survive, it's going to have to sell. And how does a game sell? They appeal to a bigger audience.
Absolutely.
And that's what Fire Emblem did. So you can hate on as much as you want, but you know, we might have not gotten another Fire Emblem game had it expanded itself.
Yeah, in the end, it served a purpose. I mean, definitely. It served its purpose. That's what it was meant to keep the series alive. And I guess there's no confirmation officially that there's going to be another Fire Emblem game, but that's definitely.
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, they announced SMTXFE shortly after. Yeah. And, you know, that aside, I'm sure Intelligent Systems is working on stuff. You know, I kind of like stock Intelligent Systems just to see, like, what games are working on. You know, Pushmo and Crashmo and what other games have they worked on. Like, they work on, like, the Paper Mario series. I think they worked on Game & Wario for Wii U. So, you know, they're working on lots of stuff. Now they're teaming up with Atlas for the new game. But, yeah, you know, I wouldn't count Fire Emblem out by a long shot.
No, definitely not. See, now, I mean, I guess, going back to what you said about the release date of SMTXFE, I kind of had the same idea. I was thinking it was going to be late this year, early next year. I guess it still could technically be early next year. So, I mean, I guess I'm gonna make a bet right now. It's recorded, so, I mean, there's proof I'm going to throw down right now. I'm guessing that SMTXFE comes out before May of 2015.
Oh, that's really interesting, because I was going to say that it comes In May 2015.
In May.
Ooh. Yeah, I even called out the exact month. But here's what we'll do, all right? I'm sure you're cool with this. We'll bet $10 on when SMGXFE comes out. I'll bet after May 2015. You bet before it.
All right. I'll take that bet.
Guys. It's on the podcast. So you
it's
guys
on the podcast, definitely.
To this. And hey, if you guys don't watch this, then we won't release more podcast episodes or listen to this. And you'll never know if we actually paid each other. So yeah, you need to listen to this and make sure the podcast doesn't die.
Definitely. You wouldn't want Fire Emblem to die. You don't want the Fire Emblem podcast to die either.
Right, come guys.
On. Exactly. Oh shit. Oh, but yeah, no. So yeah, something I also wanted to mention. I mean, going back on the subject of new Fire Emblem games set in previously established worlds, I also would like kind of doing what Gaiden did and setting a game in like a continent that is near one that's already been established. You know, because Fire Emblem 2 took place in what was called Valencia. Or Valencia or whatever. Shit. And, I mean, there was some crossover. Like, you met some characters from the original game and the original events in Acania. But it was still a self-contained story. And I would like that if, like, say that just south of the world map in Fire Emblem 8, there is another continent. And maybe it's not huge, whatever, but there's a conflict there. And then you're having it, you're fighting stuff, but you're for whatever reason, you're feeling the effects of the war going on in Magbell. At the same time, I think that'd be a really cool way to flesh out that world. And I don't know. Wait, how well did Sacred Stone sell?
That's a good question. I don't have any proof. You can check up on that. I'll check up on it simultaneously. But I think it sold pretty well. And I know a lot of people have played it, even though some of the hardcore fans say it was too easy and the plot stunk. At least when I ask people, I think maybe even more people played the Sacred Stones than they did the original Fire Emblem, which sounds kind of silly, but
no, I know
a lot of people actually started Fire Emblem with Sacred Stones.
Yeah, so I'm one of those people. I started with Sacred Stones, actually. Yeah. And then after that, I started playing 7 and 9.
Yeah, I'm looking on, it says here the global total is 8.89 million. So what's that, 890,000? And it says it actually sold best in North America with 420,000.
Huh.
And Japan, 300,000. I can't vouch for the accuracy of this, but it is what it is. Supposedly it was last updated January 18th, so must be pretty accurate.
Well, I wouldn't think that it would have sold a substantial amount of copies.
No, probably not. But I don't know. Maybe they have some sort of database resource where they just make sure it's – I don't know. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they don't have any new copies still selling.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Dude, this is going to sound really dumb, but like – I sometimes have this idea where, like, there's, like, a video game series that, like, I really want a sequel or I really want something else. And I'm like, dude, if I just had $1 million, I'd buy, like, 100,000 copies of the game. I would just create, like, such a media stir that they'd, like, have to make a new game. They'd be like, oh, this game sold 100,000. That's more than it sold in launch week.
Oh, man. Yeah, typically most games do their selling in like, what is it, the first couple months of its release. Except, I think there are a couple anomalies. I know that the GoldenEye from Nintendo 64 would sell. I mean, it didn't sell like a whole lot at the beginning, but it just kept selling at high numbers. So that's why it was so popular. I think GTA 4 was kind of like that too. I could be wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually track video game sales a lot. So I'm seeing here Fire Emblem, since it sold 90.97 million, so 970,000. That's a little bit more than Sacred Stones. Solid. It says here Path of Radiance. This is what I thought. Path of Radiance only sold 540,000.
What do you think the reason for that is?
Didn't it come late into the GameCube's era? Is that correct?
What year did it come out?
2005, I think.
Yeah, that was about the time that there was a whole lot of hype going on for the next generation console. I know that was the year that the 360 launched, and I think the Wii came out in 2006, right?
Yeah, I think so. So that was
So,
towards the end
yeah.
of the lifespan, and it just didn't get the attention it needed.
That might have been the case. What about Radiant Dawn?
Yeah, I'm checking up on that now. I think it's gonna be similar. Yeah, it's even worse. 470,000.
I wonder what the reason for that is.
Yeah,
So I think.
it sold really poorly in Europe. Only 20,000 in Europe. That's 4.6% of the total sales.
Was the Wii popular in Europe?
The Wii? I feel like it was popular everywhere. I can't actually
Yeah,
test that.
probably right.
I mean, there's definitely enough of an install base to have more than 20,000. Something's definitely messed up with that. It's funny because these games apparently sold better in North America, and I can't necessarily attest to what the reason was, especially because I never like paid attention to this stuff back like 5 years ago or 10 years
Oh,
ago when these
no, definitely
first
not.
yeah like I was just like whatever, like this game has cool box art, let's buy
That was
it.
essentially it.
That's actually how it works. Like, you think
Yeah,
I'm like
definitely.
exaggerating, and I'm like, no,
No,
that's like
that's
actually how
it.
it worked. You go to the game store and you either totally know it's a game you're picking up, like Smash Brothers, like you know you're picking it up, or it's like, oh, this game looks cool, and it has a really like interesting description on the back.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
There you go.
I
I'm looking up.
don't even.
I think Shadow Dragon actually sold over 1 million overall.
Really?
No, I lied.
Oh, come on.
This is really interesting. It has entries for. I'm not even gonna comment. It sold 580,000, which I think is a little bit more than Path of Radiance. And again, it sold terrible in Europe. I don't know why. I guess Europe just be hating on Fire Emblem.
What's up, Europe? Why are you doing that? Don't want some Fire Emblem goodness? What's wrong with you guys?
What else is there? Heroes of Shadow and Light, which of course never came over. I feel like that's silly because the games either sold just as well in North America, if not better. And it's really easy, or it has been really easy to localize. What's it called? Fire Emblem games, because there's like little to no voice acting. Path of Radiance had a tiny bit, and you had Radiant Dawn had a tiny bit, but it was so rare. And some of the voice acting in those games was terrible. You can look up videos of like Ike
Oh
as a little
yeah.
kid having like a 30-year-old super duper voice.
No, it was terrible.
Yeah, it is bad. What's that one thing that DiGenzia says? Goldoa shall not move. Is that even voice? I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. It was I try to block out a lot of my memories of that game, I'll be real here.
That thing became.
Oh no.
Goldoa shall not move.
Sure.
What's the recent Awakening? Awakening definitely sold over 1 million. One it says 1.22 million, so 1,220,000. My dude, I literally just typed Awakening. There's apparently 28 games that end in Awakening, which is pretty
Really?
ridiculous.
I can't think of anything. I mean, anything other than Fire Emblem Awakening.
Link's Awakening for one.
Ah, well, maybe
And
I'm just not paying
there's like
enough.
so many variations on that. And then you have Dragon Age Origins Awakening, Unreal 2 The Awakening, Devil May Cry, Dante's Awakening. Yeah, there's a lot of Awakenings. Some of these are just like different releases though. Like The Legend of Zelda is literally here like six times.
Oh. Yeah, that game was released quite a bit, wasn't it? What's up with that? Shit. So yeah. Yeah.
I
Game
don't remember
sales.
how we got back onto sales. What were we actually talking about?
I think we're talking about popularity of Fire Emblem. I guess I was gonna link it to like the past. Nah, joking. I was a Zelda joke, you get it? No. I was gonna
Was a
link
good one. You
it.
know, I just didn't make the link between the worlds. That's terrible.
See, I was gonna make that joke, but then I decided not to because I thought it would be too bad.
Yeah, that was funny.
No, but I was gonna link the sales of Fire Emblem Sacred Stones to kind of gauge how many people would, like, if a game did come out and it was set in the world of Magville, how many people would even, you know, understand that it's taking place at the in the same place that another game has. So, I mean, I guess if it sold almost as well as the original, as Fire Emblem 7, then I think that it's a good shot, right?
Yeah, the FE7 and FE8 sold the best only next to Awakening, which obviously was like a record setter.
So hopefully they kind of break away from the pattern from having two games sell really well and then a bunch of games selling poorly.
Yeah.
The series, you know, that would be good.
Well, if it does follow that said pattern, then that means the next game should sell pretty well, right?
Yeah.
And then the games after that will suck.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. Well,
see, the thing is, as soon as Nintendo gets cocky, they'll start, like, sucking with the games. Like, you'll see, like, New Super Mario Bros. U and New Super Luigi U, which weren't terrible games, but, like most people who've been following Nintendo knows they, like, really milked Mario, and there's just too many Mario games, and, like, people want to see different franchises. So, thankfully, Fire Emblem isn't that mainstream, so we probably won't see that.
Are you telling me you're not looking forward to Super Mario 3D Super Land 7 HD coming out for the Wii? 78 Mario games coming out this year.
Well, if you could come up with a terrible name for the next Wii installment, what would it be? The Wii? The Wii U? The Wii Me? The Wii Me?
Yeah, I was going to say that. I was going to say Wii Me or Wii Them. Wii 3? It would be the third Wii. Wii 3, that's a dumb.
Yeah, if that actually happened, I would actually contemplate not supporting Nintendo.
Like, I don't know about this Nintendo. You're gonna have to cool it.
Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah. Well, I think we are coming up on time, my friend.
Are we now? Oh, that's so disappointing. I'm sure you guys are just crying, and you're probably gonna re-listen to this podcast as soon as it's done. Because
oh yeah, definitely, definitely. I don't see why they wouldn't. I mean, you can hear the wonderful sounds of our voices. Soothing and stuff, I guess. I don't know. I've never worked in a radio station before. that was the podcast, guys. My name is Shu.
I am Blazer.
And we will see you some other time. Bye-bye.